Tonight, I would like to talk about the Vibhanglasa. Right? Vibhanglasa, we translated not knowing correctly. Right? So Vibhanglasa Sutta. So Saddharome Bhikkhave. So Senya Vibhanglasa, Siddha Vibhanglasa, Dethi Vibhanglasa. So Gadame Saddharo, Anese, Bhikkhave, Nesandi, Senya Vibhanglasa, Siddha Vibhanglasa, Dethi Vibhanglasa. Dokhe, Bhikkhave, Sukhandi, Senya Vibhanglasa, Siddha Vibhanglasa, Dethi Vibhanglasa. Anadani Bhikkhave, Adani, Senya Vibhanglasa, Siddha Vibhanglasa, Dokha Vibhanglasa. Asube Bhikkhave, Subhandi, Senya Vibhanglasa, Siddha Vibhanglasa, Dethi Vibhanglasa. Ime Kho Bhikkhave, Saddharo, Senya Vibhanglasa, Siddhi Vibhanglasa, Dethi Vibhanglasa. So the meaning, Senya Vibhanglasa, Siddha Vibhanglasa, Dethi Vibhanglasa means our perception, our knowing, our views are not correct. We cannot understand correctly because our perception, right, our understanding, our views are not right. Because we have the lobha, dosa, moha, right? So because we have a lobha, dosa, moha, then our view changed, right? Our view changed. So I would like to give you an example, right? So when the five people are watching the movie, right? Then if you ask them after that, how do you feel? So one person will answer, it is fantastic, right? One person will answer, it is awful, right? So one person will answer, it's so-so. Because the perception is not the same, right? According to the awa, lobha, dosa, moha, someone are greedy, right? Someone are angry. So then when we see something, we have always different understanding. We have always different, right? Seeing. I view, right? For example, when you ask many people in the United States, right? For example, you go house to house. Who is beautiful, right? Many people will answer, my wife is beautiful, right? Many people will answer, my husband is beautiful, right? Because they are seeing it, right? In their eyes, beautiful, but may not be other, right? So if the other will see, oh, she is ugly, he is ugly, right? But for their eyes, for their husband's, wife's eyes, so beautiful, right? Pretty girl, right? So handsome because of our perception changed, right? That's why the Buddha said, Vibhanglasa. Our perception, our knowing, our views are not right. Because lobha, dosa, moha. So saying that we have the lobha, dosa, moha, right? Then our seeing, our knowing, our view is different. Then we strongly attached. This is I, this is mine, right? This is so my position, right? So we don't really see as they really are. Right? The Buddha said only the nama rupa exist. Right? No one is exist, but we believe this is I, this is mine, right? That's why if something happens, we cannot let them go easily, right? If we cannot let them go easily, then we suffer a lot, right? We suffer a lot because we believe, right? This is I, right? So then suffer for many years, right? I met the one, so one lady, she lost two daughters when they come from Vietnam to other country, right? Then their boat, their ship was sinked. Then she lost their two daughters. It was maybe about 20 years ago, but every time when she came to see me, she cried. So every time when she came to see me, she remembered, right? She think about her kids. Then she cried. Because still in her view, in her understanding, her perception is, right? So she still want to, how to say, see. She cannot accept the reality, right? So they are already, right? The death for some, right? Unfortunate things have been, right? But in her mind, she cannot let them go. Then, suffer, crying, right? If we understand, of course, this is it, right? Your daughter, this is it, your son. We need to take care of them as much as we can. But if something happened, right? Also, we have to understand, we cannot keep someone forever, right? We cannot keep someone forever. If something happened, we can, we should understand. If we understand, then we can let the suffering, right, go. Otherwise, we will keep suffering until we will die. Right? Then you can do meditation center, right? To find the answer, right? Since that we were born, that we believe this is the I, right? So I, then we believe this is, right? So Nesa, right? Sukha, Adda, right? So Nesa, Sukha, Adda, Subha, right? Nesa means we believe it's permanent, right? Sukha means we believe the happiness. Adda means we believe the, right? Adda. So Subha means we believe the beautiful, right? So we believe that our body as permanent. We believe our body as happiness, right? So we believe our body has Adda, right? I, right? We believe it's beautiful, right? So we strongly believe, right? Even someone, when they get older, right? Even something changed, but they still want to cover, right? To cover their old age, right? Because we still want to be beautiful, right? Young, right? So we don't want to accept the reality, right? We don't want to accept the reality. Right? We still want to be something, right? So when you can do meditation center, you observe the rising falling, right? So rising falling, of course, in the beginning, you see the rising falling forward, then your mind goes away, right? So you know that wandering mind, thinking mind, you go by rising falling, you feel a lot of pain, right? You feel a lot of uncomfortable, right? You have a lot of difficulties, right? Then finally, you have gained the good concentration. Then you start seeing the rising falling longer. Your mind does not go away. Even the mind go away, you can catch. Then you go back to the primary object, right? So then you observe the rising, falling. Then you see the pain. You know the pain. Before you feel pain, a lot of pain. But so later you see the pain slowly, slowly increase, decrease, right? Moving, you start seeing, right? You start seeing when you observe carefully. Even you see the wandering mind clearly, sometimes the wandering mind coming, then you know that the wandering mind keep coming. You know that sometimes that you stop, then go back to the primary object. Whatever you know that you start seeing the clearly means your concentration is much better, right? Actually, we call it is meditation. When we call another name, actually, it is Adda Anadda Ho, right? We strongly believe this is, right? So Adda. That's why we're trying to find the answer as Anadda. That's why we call this is Adda Anadda war, right? We are fighting the war, right? Not for the Iraq, right? Not for the others. We are fighting ourselves, right? To find the good answer, right? To change our view, right? We have the wrong view, right? We're trying to find the right view, right? Then, of course, every war is not easy, right? Even the era war cost a lot, right? So they spend $1 million, right? So then when we fight the other another war, of course we feel sometimes not easy, right? Not easy. Yeah? So sometimes you want to go home, right? So sometimes you want to quit the retreat, right? So someone they came to practice after a few days, then they feel not very good, they go home, right? They complain, police, right? Teachers. Because we strongly believe, right? We strongly believe this is I, right? This is my beauty. So when we come to meditation center, sometimes someone is really, really strongly, how to say, believed. That's why I know is many, many people, when they really have the very strong concentration, to see the anicca as an impermanent, sometimes take time, take a lot of time. Because when they improve their concentration, mindfulness, actually, if they really accept easily, then they have to see the anicca very clearly, dukkha very clearly, but the yogi strongly attached to their body, right? Then their noting is not very sharp. So it takes a lot of time sometimes. It's depend on you, depend on your view, right? That's why in the beginning of the retreat, we ask the yogi to practice the four protection, right? So marana nosati, asubha bhavana, metta, bodha nosati. So marana nosati means reflect on the death, right? So asubha bhavana means reflect on the our death. Asubha bhavana means we see the dead body, right? The reason we cause our believing is very, very strong, right? So I, you, right? So when we practice, in order to see the anicca, dukkha, anatta, sometimes not easy, because the yogi's view is very, very strong, right? So if you have the very strong view, you must practice the asubha bhavana. Asubha bhavana, marana nosati, right? Asubha bhavana, marana nosati means you try to understand the anicca dukkha by reflecting, right? Oh, I will die one day. My life is not sure. So my grandfather, my grandmother already passed away, right? So that's why I can die one day, right? We have to reflect on. So when you see the dead body, then I will like the person one day, right? Then you can start reduce the adda. You can start reduce adda. Then when you observe the object, then you can observe very, 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 very well, right? So when we sit longer, then we see a lot of pain, right? So before we write this, we don't see those kind of pain, right? Because we move or we change our position very often. So the Buddha's teaching is, since we were born, our nama, rupa, our maya, metta, changing constantly, continuously, every moment, right? Meaning that we are suffering every moment. But in your daily life, right? So if you feel pain when you are sitting, then you walk, right? So if you feel not comfortable, then you practice walking meditation, right? Then you do something. Then you change a lot, right? That's why we don't see it. But when we practice meditation, we close our eyes, practice for 1 hour. Then we see you sometimes, right? Our bone can be broken, right? Very, very strong. I even send yogi report. So I know that the pain. Actually, my body was shaking, right? So my body was shaky, right? So we feel a lot of pain, right, coming everywhere, right? So actually, when you really see, according to the meditation experience, it is good, right? Of course, it is not good for your feeling, right? Meditation experience, you can really see the suffering, right? So at that time, you have to note. Then when you see the suffering, you don't like it, the problem is, right? So when you see the good feeling, you like it, right? So that's why the Bali saying, Sukhaya Vedanaya, Kamaraga Nusiyo Anusedi. Dukhaya Vedanaya, Brikha Nusiyo Anusedi. Arogam Dukhaya Vedanaya, Avesa Nusiyo Anusedi. Sukhaya Vedanaya, Kamaraga Nusiyo Anusedi. When you really see the good experience, you might have the greed, love, attachment. You like it, right? So it means if you cannot note, Vedama, you feel calm, peaceful, you like it. Means that you have desire actually. The meditation idea is we are trying to remove the lobha, dosa, moha. Means that we should not like it. Right? We have to observe. Even you see the calm, peaceful, you still need to note. Calm, peaceful, peaceful. If you attach it, then you have the desire, lobha, for the meditation object, right? So then when you see the pain, dukkhaya vedanaya, priganusiyo anusedi, then many yogis don't like it. Angry, upset, why the pain coming very often, right? I don't like it. Complain. That means that you are upset, angry, you have dosa. Actually, the baba is, we are trying to remove the lobha, dosa from our mind. But since that you see the pain, you don't like it, you are fighting with the pain, right? Angry, right? So every time. If you are angry, it means we are trying to reduce the lobha, dosa, moha. You are angry means you came to meditation center, you increase your anger, right? So it is not very good for your meditation, right? So it means when you see the pain, it is natural, observe carefully. Believe the Buddha teaching. If you observe carefully, it will go away anyway, right? So now or later. Then adogam dukkhaya vedanaya avesa anusiyo anusedi. Then you feel upekkha, means not sukha, not dukkha, not happy or not pain, that we call adogam dukkha. Then if you have adogam dukkha, upekkha, if you do not know that you feel, you have the delusion, right? Because you don't know, right? Actually, even when you have the good feeling, you like it, you have the desire also, you have the delusion. You don't like it, you're angry, also you have delusion, right? Delusion means can go with every agusala mind. So it means every object, right, we should observe. But for many people, when they see the happiness, they want to get more happiness, right? So when they see their suffering, right, they don't like it, right? They wish to have their good experience, right? So meditation is not. Meditation means we must observe good or bad, right? I already explained to you many times. Even you see the Buddha statue, even you see the dead body coming, even you see whatever you see, it is good or not. We don't need to make any judgment, right? Seeing, right? Note carefully if you feel good or not. Good, peaceful, being carefully without any attachment, right? In this way, our concentration, mindfulness can improve. Believe, right? If we observe carefully, you can overcome everything, right? If we do not observe carefully, then we will see the object over and over, right? Because you don't like it, right? So when you see your body tight, then you relax, right? So when you feel something not very good, you're trying to change. It is not natural, right? If you do not know the nature, sometimes take a lot of time to improve your concentration mindfulness. So I already explained to you many times. Even you practice about 5 days, about 10 days, if you practice correctly, follow the instruction, right? Then you can be, right? How to say, you can improve your concentration mindfulness a lot, right? So the meditation is, if you believe, I am coming to DMC, I suffer a lot, right? You are still have the wrong view, right? So actually, we are trying to find the right answer. To find the right answer, then you see the reality. Sometimes you feel your body tight, you feel you have almost no breath, right? So sometimes when you feel almost you are no breath, you feel scared, right? So I might die one day, right? Actually, no, this is also meditation experience. You feel you are no breath, almost no breath, don't worry, right? So even you feel a lot of tight, tension, observe carefully, right? Observe carefully. If you observe carefully as nature, right? Then you can see a lot of things every sitting meditation, right? You can see. But if you do not observe the nature, something happen, you feel scared or worry, or if I sit longer, so my health will not be very good, right? I should not sit. So you worry about your health, or right, you worry about your something, then change it. That's why it takes time. Actually, if you observe carefully every moment, then you can increase, right? You can increase the concentration, mindfulness every moment, right? So yesterday I told you, when you really gain the very good concentration, mindfulness, you can know everything easily, right? Because the Buddha said, we can remove the aberrant kilesa, right? Aberrant kilesa means from our mind and body, right? We can remove the aberrant kilesa by concentration, mindfulness, right? So even you feel sad, you feel worried, you feel dizzy, you feel uncomfortable, you feel sleepy. If you have very good concentration, a moment you can note. You feel dizzy, you know that they're dizzy. Disappear right away sometimes, slowly, disappear. Sometimes you feel not comfortable, you know that. Then you see changing every moment, right? If you have very good concentration, you can know everything. Even sleepiness, right? You see sleepiness, Tina made a sloth and top bath. Then you know that, then your mind clear again. It's amazing, right? That's why sometimes some people can practice right, the whole night, right? Because when they gain the good concentration, they can observe very, very, very well, right? In order to gain the good concentration mindfulness, we need to observe the daily activities very, very carefully, right? If you are missing a lot, right? For example, when you go to dining hall, if you do not observe the right step, left step, means, so you miss a lot, right? So when you go to dining hall, you must observe the right step, left step. Even you miss sometimes, it's okay. But mostly you can get it, right? Then when you open the door, when you start taking the plate, taking the food, you observe, right? Then when you go back to your room, right? So when you come back to the Dhamma hall, you observe every moment. If you observe every moment carefully, then you are gaining good concentration mindfulness every moment. If you gain good concentration mindfulness every moment when you kind of sit down, you can see the objects clearer, right? You can note everything, including the pain, including the itchiness. Otherwise, if you don't have very good concentration when you feel itchy, right? You want to scratch. Right? Your hand always move, right? Sometimes you don't even need to, when you feel itchy, your hands already move, right? You scratch, right? Because at the moment, you cannot know that your mind scratch right away. When you feel pain, but you don't know that, then you already change, right? So it means that you are lack of daily mindfulness. If you are lack of daily mindfulness, then concentration, mindfulness weak. When the concentration, mindfulness weak, then you see many difficulties, sleepiness coming, wandering coming, itchy coming, pain coming, right? Then other people open the door, then you hear, you feel angry, right? Because you cannot concentrate your meditation object. You always hear, right? Other people talking, you angry, right? So if we really concentrate on the object, whatever they do, we don't even think about, right? Because we are very concentrated. If you are angry, if others are talking or opening the door, means that you are not really concentrated at the time, right? That's the one, whatever they do, you hear, right? Opening the door, moving the cushion, right? Then if you cannot focus, you focus others, then right? Angry. So the one, it's better for you to focus your meditation object carefully, right? Then when you practice, continue, right? When your concentration enough, even you see very clearly every day, right? So when you note, before you feel pain, but when your concentration and now you know the pain, sometimes the pain very quickly disappear. You feel pain, but you was about to know that the pain disappear, right? So before you see the pain slowly, slowly increase, decrease, then the pain go away. Then later when your concentration improve, then the pain go away very quickly. Sometimes you was about to know, but when you look at no, right? No, the pain. So in the same way, when you feel itchy, uncomfortable, heavy, whatever, you know your body. Then you know that then the things go away very quickly, right? Very quickly. Even you know that something, the rising, falling, you see the rising, falling, right? The rising, falling, rising, then slowly, sometimes disappear, sometimes very quickly. You see clearly. Even that you know the wandering mind, you see, then you know that then disappear. Right? Before you have to know the very long, right? When your concentration improves, you can know everything, you see very clearly. Everything rising by same way very, very clearly. Right? You are seeing that those kind of experiences not from the book, not that from the teacher, right? Not from the listening Dhamma, you see very clearly, right? So we believe everything is, right? Well, everything is nesa, sukha, ada, right? Subha, that we believe. But when we really practice, we clearly see, right? We clearly see those kind of experience. That's why the Buddha said, right? Dhammapada, that 373, that you can look at the number 2 page, right? See. Sonya garan buvetasa sanda siddhasa bhikkhuno amanusi radhi hodi samadhamma vipassato yado samasati khandana udayabayan labade bidi bamausan amadadan right visanadan that meaning the monk the yogi right the monk yogi the same thing the monk who approached the secluded place who practices inside kumrihan the dhamma correctly in him there arises peace that is there all worldly pressures. Then number 3, whenever he or she with inside, right, the arising passing away of all aggregates, he or she feels joyful and calm. Such joy, calmness is compared to nirvana. That's why when you are practicing, sometimes we feel calm, peaceful, right? Your body is lifting up, right? Because you're pity, right? Sometimes you feel your body lift up, right? Sometimes you feel your body shake. Sometimes your hands shake, right? Sometimes your hair, skin shake, right? Sometimes you feel so a lot of very, very calm, smooth air spread your whole body, right? Sometimes you feel a lot of, right, very comfortable wave air coming to hold your body. You feel, even though you are sitting on the floor, right, but you feel you are very, very comfortable, right? You have a lot of comfortable cushion, right, you feel. So then you feel comfortable, joy. Sometimes you don't even want to open your eyes, right? So you want to practice, you want to sit, right? So you don't hear anything. This kind of things are you actually PD, right? Dhamma PD we call. This Dhamma PD is cannot be compared with the other, right? So other happiness, when you get it, you are happy. If you don't get it, you suffer, right? So it means that this is not real happiness. For example, you make money, right? Of course, if you make money this month, you are happy. But if you cannot make money next month, you feel sad, sorry, right? Worry. So it means that this is happiness, this with greed, right? Not pure happiness. This is what we call Dhamma happiness. Even you feel you have the very little food, if you really have the Dhamma, right? Even you feel a few clothes, right? So, but your happiness will not be go away, right? If you really have the Dhamma, you will be happy forever, right? Whatever you have. Right? You will not complain a lot, right? That's why this happiness is Dhamma happiness, right? That's the one we see, right? English, they translated. So those who perceive the changeful to be permanent, suffering as bliss, itself in the selfless, right? And who see in the food the mark of the beauty. So such folk resorted to this sort of views, mentally deranged, subject to illusions, dogged by Mara, not free from bonds. They are still far from the secure state. Such beings wander through the painful round and go repeatedly from rebirth to death. But when the Buddhas appear in the world, the maker of the light in the midst of the darkness, right? They reveal these teachings, the noble Dhamma, thus lead to the end of the suffering. When people with wisdom listen to them, they at least regain their sanity. They seem impermanent as impermanent, and they see suffering just as suffering. They see their selfishness as void of self, and in their food they see their food, right? By the acceptance of the right view, they overcome all suffering, right? So if you do not see yet, right, we need to practice more, right? If you already see it, so we need to see more, right? To clear, to understand more about anicca, dukkha, anatta, right? Then when we clearly see those kind of things, then our view, right? Our understanding, our perception will be the same, right? So I'll give you an example when you watch movie, right? So then many people will have their like, different view, right? So when you ask many people who is beautiful, right? They will answer, right? My wife, my husband, beautiful. Because their perception, their understanding is not correct. So when we practice meditation, then we improve our concentration, mindfulness. Then we see the things as they really are. Then our understanding, our perception, our knowing will be the same. Right? No one can deny it, right? Everything is right and the same way, right? No one can deny it. Right? Then we have the same view, right? We have the same view, we have the same understanding, right? We have the same perception. It means we are winning the war, right? We are winning the war. We believe very strongly, right? Anicca, dukkha, anatta, suva, right? Then when we practice, then we see, then we change our view, right? Then we have the same view. This is the correct view. This is the right view, right understanding, right? That's why in order to have the right understanding, right view, right? So we need to practice more and more every day. The more we practice, the more we can reduce those kind of right, misunderstanding, right? Misunderstanding or incorrect understanding. The more we practice, the more we see, improve, right? Then when we improve more and more, then we feel a lot of calm, right? Happy, peaceful, right? So that's why I would like to encourage you, right? So it is very important for our life, right? Our life is very short. Then when we are becoming human beings, a monk, please trying to get this opportunity, right? So this is a very good opportunity, trying to get it. Then when we have this opportunity, we will be very lucky in this life, right? So then we can carry those kind of good things everywhere. That's all for my tonight.